The In-Between, Disc 4 of 4.
I think it's very important before someone starts that they realize that, again, here we go with expectation. Do not have the expectation of whatever level you think you're going to reach or what you're going to experience, okay? By doing so, you are controlling and limiting with your organic thought, okay, exactly what you're going to be able to experience. You can't suggest to yourself, I should be able to do this or I should be able to do that, because it's simply going to go to a level that you may not have ever experienced before. When you start to assess or have ideas of what it is that you're going to achieve, that's a big no-no. Expect really very little. That's really the best way to start. What I can tell you is this. Irregardless of how much you start off experiencing, the more that you experience or the more you can move towards that experience, the more intensive they're going to become. And each session should be more impressive than the last. It's just simply you're starting to learn more. And during that process, you're going to be able to expand upon your experiences and, you know, reflect as to what was extraordinary or how extraordinary versus other people's stories that you may have heard. Simply stay focused on your own experiences, and they themselves will become very profound in time, rest assured. Again, do not have any particular certain expectations other than the basics of what I've kind of explained to you. Now, what we have to also keep in mind is that one of the techniques that I particularly enjoy is an outdoors technique. The problem is, I don't think we're equipped for me to go outdoors and to go through that kind of a process. And even if we are, for me, I would shift so hard, or you would shift so hard, that it would be almost impossible to really talk onto a format like this, okay? So what I'm going to do is to basically do a walkthrough. If you follow this formula, you should achieve the altered state of consciousness that's going to basically start sending you into the in-between. The formula must follow the sequence that I explain, okay? I guess what I'm saying is that even if I record the process for you to do while you're outdoors, the problem's going to be is that you need to be able to use your hearing to take in the environment. So therefore, if you had headphones on, I'm thinking it's going to be a problem because it's going to block the sound that you really need. Do you follow me? And if you listen to it audibly out loud, maybe that would work, but it's going to look rather peculiar if there's other people in your surroundings. So it's really your choice how you want to do it. So we're going to go through this process, and then I think that if you utilize it, people that are here listening, it's very likely you may begin to shift also, okay? So we'll try to go ahead and we'll go through that process. Okay, it's very important. Everybody kind of remains very still and doesn't move around or make any particular noises. Remember that if you go in between and you feel uncomfortable, or you start to feel that it's perhaps a bit more overwhelming than what you anticipated, which it shouldn't be for people who are experiencing it. You're not going to have an immediately threshold that's going to throw you over. Some people maybe. It depends on really how well they react with it, or their background maybe. The first thing you want to do is just relax your body right now. Just kind of clear your mind. Use the meditations that you've learned to kind of just clear your mind. Let the muscles in your face relax. Let everything sink down. And one thing is, keep your eyes open. That's a big one. Do not close your eyes at this point. You want to use your normal senses right now to amplify you into this state of mind, because you're going to work with them in such a way that it's going to help trigger this state of consciousness, this unusual sense of awareness that you're going to move into, okay? So what you want to do is just relax, clear your mind, and again, become a little bit aware of your physical body, how you're sitting in the chair, the weight of your body, the clothing, the weight of your arms perhaps resting. And you want to take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And as you're breathing, I want you to become aware of your breathing. at this particular point, visually kind of make a check of looking at everything and how everything is silent, but very slowly just kind of choose a few items to kind of just look at in the room. And if you can see auras, try to kind of see the aura but without thinking about the aura. Become conscious perhaps of the carpet, of the chair or whatever environment you're in. If you're outdoors, same thing, okay? And at the same time, remain aware of your breathing. And you'll notice one of the first things is that your breathing will seem a little unusual, almost as if you're a little nervous in that area. And then kind of be aware of any kind of frequencies you may see or illuminations and such. You want to now concentrate on your hearing and anything that's in the distance, become aware of it. And then use your eyes to look around slowly. Pay attention to all the sounds. If you were outdoors, you would start paying attention to any barking dogs in the distance, any surreal sounds. Things take on a surrealness. Currently, there is another frequency coming in. You can hear it as a high pitch, per se. And I want you to focus now again, feeling your breath in your upper chest area. It's very important to become conscious of your breathing. Your breathing should feel as if almost that you have to think about it almost to make yourself breathe. It's weird, but what happens is it almost becomes like there's like fog in the air, but you don't necessarily see it. But it's as if your breathing almost doesn't want to take in the air, but you're kind of it's kind of a weird feeling, okay? And that's part of the shifting process as it begins. You'll usually feel that a little bit. And you may not necessarily want to stay completely still. You'll want it to still be a little bit free, but you want to be conscious also in this state of mind and ride the feeling that you feel. Okay? So, having said that, now let's go back now, and I want you to clear your mind. Relax yourself. Feel the muscles in your face relaxing, your body relaxing, the weight of your body. Clearing your mind, and choose the floor or some space to just look at. Let yourself go. And become aware of the light in the room. And the first thing you want to do is to perhaps attempt to see if you can make it illuminate in your own eyes. See the light intensifying. As you're intensifying the light, trying to see frequency in the air, become also aware of your breathing at the same time. Let your breathing intensify you as if it's helping to make the light illuminate. Hear the high pitch in your ears, the frequency. Feel your breathing at the same time. Try to feel the illumination that you're trying to create. Look around the room and choose an object, and I want you to attempt to feel it. Without physically touching it, feel it in a different way. Become aware of it. Breathe it in a sense. When you see it, breathe it in as if you were acknowledging what it feels like for a structure, for an object. Everybody stand up. And what you want to do is start off exactly the way I said, okay? Getting ready to walk, I want you first to relax your body, clear your mind. Don't think about anything, rather listen to things, okay? And I want you to just walk all the way down the hallway and then come all the way back, or walk down the hallway, go upstairs to the furthest point that you can go to, even reach and open up a door, but listen to how that door sounds. When you walk through and you do those things, I want you then to come back and just quietly sit down and then start taking notice of objects. And try to think about the things that I just said. Pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the sensation of the environment, the temperature of the air, your body movement, how the wind is moving against you as your body's walking. Pay attention to the sounds of your feet. Choose an object, look at the object, and try to breathe it in, become aware of it. Look at the panning of the room and see what it makes you feel. Pay attention to your breathing. Become aware of your body. I want you to go to the sink, turn the water to a comfortable temperature, and I want you to feel and observe it as it's running over one of your hands. Become aware of your hand and just steer and absorb the water moving on your hand. Listen to the sounds. Listen to the sounds. Look at the structure. Look at the feel. Come back. And I want you to just stare at those chairs. You ever just zone out, just space out on something? I want you to space out, zone out on those chairs over there, the wood chairs. I want you to look at the chairs, and I just want you to just stare at them. Zone out on it. Let your mind just space out on it. You ever just space out? Remember what I said about being in the bathroom or the toilet? You ain't got nothing on your mind. You get a certain kind of stimulation and you're just zoning out looking at the floor or whatever. That's what you want to do right now. You don't want to have any thought going through your head, or at least minimal, and I want you to be aware of your breathing. Staring at the chairs, I want you just to breathe, to just be aware of your breathing in and out. Hear the distant sound. Let that move through you. Be aware of that. Focus on the chairs and be aware of your breathing. Now become conscious of how you feel right now. That's the key, is recognizing what in between feels like. Now slowly choose another object near it to look at. Become aware how things look very sterile. Very inanimate, unalive in a way. Remember how we said things look like plastic in a sense? Become slightly aware of the unusual taste in your mouth. It's not a taste, just aware of it. The feeling in the back of your throat where your tongue kind of is. Your jaws. Become aware of shadows now. As you are still, become aware of a very, very faint shimmer that's on certain things, a transparent, faint energy. Remember your breathing. If you focus on your breathing, once you start to move into that state of mind, if you stay focused on the breathing but you observe with your eyes, it'll hold you in the in-between. Focus on your breathing. Pay attention to it. Let it hold you there and just move around with your eyes with non-thought. I want you to have non-thought, but get up and be aware of every sound you make and walk all the way up to the top of the stairs slowly and come back down. But pay attention to the sounds you are making, the movements of your body. And enjoy it. Let it flow as if it's natural. Find an object to stare at. Let your mind go into it, not thought. Now, just look around the room with your not thought. It's almost as if you're feeling with your chest, but also become aware of energy, illumination, focus on it. Look at the carpeting and see if you can see almost a three-dimensional effect to it, like a fuzziness coming off of it. The static energy that I always say that's all around us. Focus on the static energy, the fuzziness in the air. Going to take another walk, and this time I want you to touch objects, experiencing them but not saying what they are. Listen to a door being open, the feeling of how it's opening and turning, and then feeling the door open, the air pressure changes, the texture of the metal, the coolness, the sounds that they make, the sounds of your body moving. How the air moves on your body. You can feel it on every hair of your skin, on your face, on your cheeks. It's gently moving as if you're cutting through the thickness of the oxygen around you. It's thicker than you've ever known it before. You become more aware of it. It's heavier. The sounds. Touch things. Become conscious of them, but without thinking about them. Experience them. The sounds. The air. How it feels moving against you like a soft wind. Not too much, just a little here, a little there. But give it extra sense, to pay extra extreme attention to what you're feeling. Feel the sound it makes, the clanking, the mechanicalness. Okay, come back. I want each of you guys to turn the light on, shut the door, sit down, close the toilet, and just sit on it, and just listen to the quiet, and just stare at the floor, and be aware of the light in the bathroom. When you turn on the light, leave it on. Okay, come back.
I want you to look over into this corner of the room, or choose a corner to look at, and I want you to be, just keep your eyes kind of fixated. Of course, you can blink, but I want you to find any shadows or differences in the wall that you can find. There are things there that technically just aren't there, but they are. One of the things when you go in between, or you are attempting to go in between, is that you begin to see things, shadowy kind of things, that are on the wall or something, that actually have no logical reason to be there. Some does, but not, there's a, it's like little tiny details or illuminations or leveling of three-dimensionality of some, for some reason starts to appear.
Pay attention to me now. Stay focused on my voice. I'm now going to bring you more in between. As I'm speaking, you're hearing my voice. Become now conscious of how you're feeling. Something is beginning to change. Breathe in and feel your interior energy rising as my hand goes up. Breathe in, lifting it. Back down again. Up. Down. Pay attention to your environment. Be attention of the room. It's begun to change in its frequency. It's not an awareness that you can necessarily tell with your standard senses, but it's something that you internally know or can feel. Sound is adjusting. Frequencies are adjusting. Look at me. Focus on me. And breathe in as I lift my hand and feel yourself, the energy move in you. Do you feel a difference in your state of consciousness right now?
Yes.
It is a wave. You have to let it flow. Do not have thought. Let yourself experience. Be aware of feeling, of touch, of sound, sound, sound. Sound is changing. Do I sound the same to you or different? What you want to do is, again, focus on the furniture and think to yourself how unusual it is for those chairs to be there with nobody sitting in them. In an in-between state, it seems almost odd for a chair to just even be there like that. It's as if they need to be reorganized or moved. It's something you feel. Aware of your breathing now. You understand what I mean by it feeling thick. seeing that you've begun to enter, do objects seem unusual in a sense? Not unusual, there's something different about them. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to put your shoes on, and you're going to go outdoors, and you're going to try to feel and experience what you're doing right now. And you're going to go down the stairs, take a left, go down and around, touch things if you want, look around, feel things, go up to the top of where it kind of stops from my walkway, and then come all the way back and come back and sit down.